Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today we're tackling a critical issue in the retail sector, and that's greenwashing. As consumers become increasingly eco-conscious, the pressure is on for brands to market their products as sustainable. But what happens when these claims are misleading or exaggerated? Well, in this episode, we'll explore the concept of greenwashing and why it's vital for retailers to scrutinize their market strategies with our guest, Marisol Berrio-Saletti. We'll also discuss the potential consequences of neglecting this issue, and then also provide insights on how to assess and mitigate the risk of greenwashing. So tune in as we uncover strategies for maintaining brand integrity and building genuine consumer trust in the age of sustainability. Welcome to the show, Marisol.
Thank you, Natalie.
Marisol, so before we get too deep into this topic, maybe it would be helpful if you explain what is greenwashing and why is it becoming such a significant concern for consumers and retailers in today's market?
Sure. So greenwashing is the act of promoting or labeling your products to make them appear more environmentally friendly or even in some cases less environmentally damaging than they really are. And greenwashing can occur in various forms, for example, using vague or ambiguous terms to describe your products, such as eco-friendly, all-natural, 100% recyclable, biodegradable, and there's many more. If you use fake third-party certifications or labels, that implies that your product meets strict environmental standards without any actual proof. Greenwashing can also occur if you're highlighting the product's minor environmental benefits, but you ignore other harmful impacts. You know, also using misleading packaging or images that create the illusion that the product contains some sustainable feature, but without changing the actual product. And this is a concern because consumers are misled by these exaggerated claims. Often, greenwashed products, they're sold at a premium, and leading consumers to believe that they're paying for genuine sustainability efforts when they're not. So as consumers are becoming more aware of greenwashing, they're starting to demand more transparency and authenticity from brands. For the retailer, greenwashing can cause significant damage to the brand because it can erode the consumer's trust. And in today's era of social media and these online reviews, this can spread pretty quickly, and it can damage a brand's image.
Absolutely. I mean, I have to tell you, I think you're absolutely right. You know, what consumers do expect to pay more for certain types of products. And if it's not really the case, that could have negative impact. So how does greenwashing affect a brand's reputation? And then also, what are some of the long-term consequences that retailers may face if they engage in these types of practices?
So greenwashing poses a significant risk to a brand's reputation. And when a consumer realizes that greenwashing is at play, that distrust can extend beyond the specific green claims and negatively affect the brand's overall reputation. And this can result in a decrease in consumers' confidence and potentially even a decrease in sales and market share. These negative associations, they're really hard to overcome and significantly impact a brand's long-term value. So greenwashing can also hinder a company's access to the capital by eroding investor confidence and making it difficult to attract lenders or even be less likely to secure favorable financing terms. Also, Natalie, greenwashing exposes businesses to legal and regulatory risks. And many countries have laws and regulations on greenwashing, and this can result in legal actions and fines. In the US, there's the FTC, who regulates environmental claims by actively addressing greenwashing and has been increasing its enforcement actions which include fines for misleading claims. There's also some states that have imposed their own rules to tackle greenwashing, but essentially they're all requiring the same type of disclosures.
So some of those are some serious implications that you describe. So what are some practical steps that retailers can take to make sure that their sustainability practices are genuine and transparent and really avoiding some of the pitfalls of greenwashing?
So there are a few steps that retailers can take to avoid greenwashing and also help to ensure their claims are genuine, starting with prioritizing transparency, being transparent about their efforts, avoiding overstating benefits or making misleading claims. This can enable the consumer to make informed decisions about their purchases using precise language. That has to be clear and measurable and not ambiguous, like the term eco-friendly. That helps to ensure that consumers understand and trust the information you're providing. Also, providing context by communicating how sustainability relates to your brand and how you're integrating sustainability practices, particularly in relation to your product. This can give the consumer a clear understanding of your sustainability efforts. You can anchor your claims with verified data. Be prepared to back your claims with evidence and verifiable data. Natalie, this is crucial in avoiding greenwashing because it enables the consumer to trust the sustainable benefits that are being advertised. Also, seek third-party certifications and audits to validate your claims. This can add a layer of credibility with endorsements that are based on recognized standards and thorough evaluations. And lastly, establish strong governance. By developing your policies and procedures to manage these evolving greenwashing risks, you can monitor compliance. You can establish clear and consistent procedures for gathering the data, ensuring that all the relevant information is collected in a uniform manner. So implementing robust internal controls helps to ensure the accuracy and the consistency of the data and helps you to include checks for errors and inconsistencies as well. If you align with recognized standards, that can help to provide a structured approach to reporting and your claims, and as you measure and disclose your environmental performance as well. And I think these steps are a good place to start.
Awesome, very good. Thank you very much, Marisol. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to share it out with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to tune in next time so you can get the insights you need to succeed. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.